Scientists Exposed radio show, part of the Freedomizer Radio Network. Yes, we trust science. It's just scientists we don't trust. Visit madscientists.exposed for many ways to listen or call in our live number at 319-527-6208. That's 319-527-6208. Press 1 to participate on the air. Again, that number is 319-527-6208. And now, here's our lead investigator, Suzanne.
Hi, and welcome to an exciting episode of Mad Scientists Exposed. And there's a couple of bizarre stories out there that I want you all to be aware of because I smell a rat. I certainly smell a rat. You all remember those sonic weapons attacks in Cuba and I forget what other country. It wasn't just Cuba. Well, now the scientists have come out and said, oh, well, that was just crickets. These people were up in high rises and the crickets outside were just so loud. They did brain damage and hearing damage and eyesight damage and all kinds of damage and, you know, causing people to flee their rooms. But it was just crickets. And we're all supposed to buy that. It's come to the point where they don't care that they lie to us. They don't care that we know that they're lying to us. But not only that, they don't care that we're laughing at them. I mean, I heard that and I'm like, no way. No way. What do they take us for? And so here's the first one I saw was on CNN, but even Fox News is carrying it. It's just garbage. So here's the Fox News take on it. Sonic weapon used on diplomats in Cuba may instead have been crickets, scientists say. The mysterious high-pitched buzzing sound associated with suspected sonic attacks on U.S. diplomats in Cuba may have actually been caused by crickets, according to a report published Friday in a biology journal. Which biology journal? The strange incident began in late 2016 when U.S. Embassy personnel began seeking medical care for hearing loss and ear ringing that was eventually linked to weird noises or vibrations, circumstances that initially led investigators to suspect the diplomats were victims of malicious sonic attacks. The Associated Press released audio in October 2017 of the high-pitched sounds heard. Now, I never heard about this being released over a year ago. Only today have I heard that anybody even recorded the sound. Anyway, the Associated Press released audio in October 2017 of the high-pitched sounds heard in Havana, and that audio was then analyzed by a pair of researchers at the University of California, Berkeley, and the University of Lincoln in the United Kingdom. Cuba cites lack of evidence in mysterious sonic attacks on diplomats. Well, that's Cuba, and that links off to another article. Anyway, this one goes on. The findings published on January 4th, just a few days ago, in the preprint journal BioRxiv, determined the recording matched the sounds of the Indies short-tailed cricket known as Anurogryllus celerentictus, which is native to Cuba. Scientists Alexander Stubbs and Fernando Montalegre Zapata noted the sounds of the crickets matched in nuanced detail, the AP recording in duration, pulse repetition rate, power spectrum, pulse rate, stability, and oscillations per pulse. Well, you can adjust any of that with Audacity, the frequency, the pulse rate, the volume, of course, the duration, any of that can be manipulated. It could be that it started out as a cricket recording that got weaponized. That's a possibility. I don't know, but, you know, adding more frequencies that would have made it inaudible but still painful. The findings, which Live Science reported, were not yet peer-reviewed, also noted the AP recording exhibited, frequency decay in individual pulses, a distinct acoustic signature of cricket sound production. Who cares if crickets do the same thing? They could be mimicking crickets, but escalating it into more extreme frequencies and more extreme volumes to damage these people's hearing. Anyway, while the temporal pulse structure in the recording is unlike any natural insect source, when the cricket call is played on a loudspeaker and recorded indoors, the interaction of reflected sound pulses yields a sound virtually indistinguishable from the AP sample. Now, I don't know where the AP got a sample. The scientist noted, this provides strong evidence that an echoing cricket call rather than a sonic attack or other technological device is responsible for the sound in the released recording. You know, this is so much gobbledygook crap. Sorry, this is disgusting. This is disgusting. Crickets don't do this. They don't have the leg power to do this to people. So maybe they recorded crickets and weaponized it. That's a possibility, so that they could then come out and lie at us later and dare us to call them on it. Well, we're calling them on it. We're calling them on it. It goes on. The U.S. says that since late 2016, 26 people associated with the embassy in Havana suffered problems that included dizziness, ear pain, and ringing, and cognitive problems such as difficulty thinking. Yeah, with that kind of noise, the U.S. has not, I can't think, you know, I went to, this past week, I went to a memorial service for a rocker who, I'm sorry to say, died young. At 47, he was an athlete, martial arts instructor. My daughter had taken both martial arts and guitar lessons from him. And, you know, but, you know, he's part of a rock band, and the other rock band members, they performed for us. And I think I might like rock and roll if it wasn't for the volume. It was painfully, painfully loud in there, and we had to keep our distance. And, you know, my daughter had the nerve to just walk up to him and said, how do you do it? Oh, we wear earplugs. But you're willing to assault your audience. Nice, guys. Anyway, I guess we're all supposed to wear earplugs. So when you check into an embassy, people, wear earplugs. Anyway, the band that came on after them was much, much louder, and that was it. We left. But anyway, so sound can be weaponized. Normal sounds can be weaponized. Musical instruments can be weaponized. In fact, I heard that's what they did in Gitmo when we had a bunch of those ISIS terrorists there. That, you know, to get information out of them, they were blasting them with really loud rock and roll to get them to cooperate. So sound can be weaponized, and I don't care if it's a rock and roll. I don't care if it's Barney the dinosaur. I don't care if it's bird song, whale song, or crickets. It started out as crickets, but it didn't end up as crickets. This was a weapon. This was a weapon. Anyway, the U.S. has not definitely said what caused the incidents, although initial speculation centered on some type of sonic attack. You betcha. The AP has reported an interim FBI report in January 2017, however, found no evidence sound waves could have caused the damage. Well, you don't find what you're not looking for. It could have been our own deep state involved in it. The health mystery damaged U.S.-Cuba relations, with the embassy staff pulled from the island and Americans warned not to visit. I haven't visited Cuba since then, have you? In an August 2018 advisory, the State Department warned Americans to exercise increased caution due to the unexplained incidents. Cuban officials have adamantly denied involvement and even used a primetime special, Alleged Sonic Attacks, as the title, in October 2017 to point to a lack of evidence by U.S. officials. Yeah, well, U.S. officials are not going to – it could have been our own people, you know, the deep state – global military industrial cabal, because this is all going to play into another article I have for you. But anyway, officials with Cuba's Interior Ministry said at the time that U.S. investigators had presented them with three recordings made of presumed victims of sonic attacks, and that analysis of the sounds showed them to be extremely similar to those of crickets and cicadas that live along the north coast of Cuba. Well, they live anywhere. It's hot and humid, and I've heard them, cicadas. Yeah, I've heard them in trees outside of abortion clinics. You know, in the days I used to pick it. Now I stopped that when I got pregnant because I had my own reasons. I didn't want people who hated babies so much anywhere near me. Anyway, but these, when it was hot out, these things would sing the whole time, and it wasn't loud and painful. It was just insect noise. The program's narrator said unnamed North American researchers had also found some cicada and cricket noises could be louder than 90 to 95 decibels. You believe that, and they have a Brooklyn Bridge to sell you. Enough to produce hearing loss, irritation, and hypertension in situations of prolonged exposure. That's garbage. Garbage. In December, a group of doctors revealed the American diplomats affected by the sounds showed damage in the inner ear shortly after they complained of weird noises and sensation. The detailed findings were published in a medical journal, and they've got a link, Laryngoscope Investigative Otolaryngology. Fine. Researchers examined 25 people who reported hearing a piercing noise or experienced a sensation of pressure before their symptoms began. That's kind of odd. You know, we were playing, Ed and I were playing back the this supposed cricket noise this morning. And, you know, he's you know, I'm not quite a senior citizen. He's a little bit over senior citizen age. Couldn't hear it. And, you know, the old saying how young people can hear higher frequencies than older people. And what I heard, of course, we had control of the volume on the TV set, didn't cause pain in us. It was just would be an annoying sound, though, if we heard it. But he couldn't hear it, which was a surprise to me. So they can come attack you, and I'm sure if they jack the frequency thing up on this thing, you know, up above the human audio range, they could use this as a weapon, and you would never know that it was even a sonic weapon. Anyway, the patients failed at a variety of tests to detect inner ear problems associated with balance, what's called the vestibular system, although there were no pre-symptom medical records to compare the test to. Testing of 10 other people who were in the same building at the time of the incident found they were fine, according to Dr. Michael Hoffer of the University of Miami Miller School of Medicine. What caused it? Who did it? Why it was done? We don't know any of those things, Hoffer told the Associated Press at the time. So either maybe they had speakers set up in their rooms. Maybe this was some kind of directed sound, you know, that some people could hear and some people couldn't. Maybe they're running cancellation in some rooms so that only the rooms that they wanted to target were targeted. You know, those Bose sound cancellation headphones, you know, that technology is done. If you have, you know, when you look at sound waves in like Audacity or some other sound editing software, you see the sine waves up and down and up and down and up and down. If you add to it a sound that's exactly flipped, then the sound cancels out. You know, you add them together and you get zero and you get silence. There's still a lot of energy pressure in the room, but you get silence that way. So it's possible they ran cancellation in some rooms and sound weapons in other rooms to target the people they wanted to target. And then where was this? I know there was a second incident of these sound waves. Incident? Was it Moscow? I don't remember where it was. Oh, in China. Okay. Cuba. It looked like they've been scrubbing the China episode. Let me see if I can find it. Because this could be a Chinese weapon. Who knows? World War III, sonic weapons are real. This is express.co.uk. With sonic weapon attack, China demonstrates experimental program. So they're saying, now this one, the Epoch Times, is claiming China attacked their own. Okay, sonic attacks in China and Cuba, how sound can be a weapon. And this kitty is clawing the chair. She might have to go outside. I don't know. Anyway, this is theconversation.com, which is not a website I've heard of before. Sonic attacks in China and Cuba, how sound can be a weapon. This is dated May of this past year, 2018. Reports of sonic attacks in China and previously in Cuba have left many wondering whether, so a lot of the websites have been scrubbed of the whole China connection. So you just get an obscure website like this, but it was mainstream news at one time. Reports of sonic attacks in China and previously in Cuba have left many wondering whether sonic weapons could be targeting U.S. diplomats. Of course they are. Victims have reportedly experienced mild brain injuries with symptoms including subtle and vague but abnormal sensations of sound and pressure. Little is known for definite, but the symptoms do suggest that some sort of sonic interference could have taken place. It is unlikely to be the result of a deliberate unlikely to be a result of a deliberate sonic attack, how could they make that leap? That's where it would come from. That's the only place it could come from, is if it's deliberate. Instead, these injuries are probably the side effects of intrusive surveillance. Give me air. Give me air. Then they know what that surveillance is putting out. Of course, it's intentional. Sonic weapons fall into two categories, those that involve audible frequencies and those that are either ultrasonic or infrasonic and so are inaudible. So that would be ultra-low frequencies or ultra-high frequencies. And then they have a chart here. They have ultra-low frequencies, infrasound. Then they've got some waves drawn here and with levels of decibels, and they have ultrasound, which you can't hear, but it's still affecting your body. Infrasonic weapons like the long-range acoustic device, LRAD, rely on loud, low-frequency sound, infrasound. Bulky units have been used for crowd control and repelling pirates. When on high power, the effects are like a punch in the guts, ranging from nausea to involuntary evacuation of the bowels. Not quite the injuries reported by the diplomats. You know, I remember years ago at the Democratic Convention, I think of 2012, people were calling in and complaining to Rush Limbaugh about what they called crap cannons. And he was laughing his head off at it. Let me see if I can find it. Yeah, just instant diarrhea. Let's see. I believe I commented on it at the time. That's a shame. I'll go into the website specifically and search the internal search engine. No. Okay. This was actually a blog article I wrote back in 2008. Oh, my gosh. This article is over 10 years old, June of 2008. So it was the Democratic convention then. But it was about water cars. And, you know, now NASA's all over it. Oh, yeah, look at all this water on the moon and Mars. We can power our rovers by splitting the water into hydrogen and oxygen, and then we can burn the hydrogen back into water, and that'll power our cars. We don't have to carry fuel to the other planets at all. I'm like, well, wait a minute. I think I did a show on this about a year and a half ago. Like, why is that okay on other planets and not on ours? We got plenty of water here. Why do we need this gasoline stuff, this oil stuff, you know, when we can just use the hydrogen and water? And anyway, that was at the time. But I remember this term, crap cannons, because Rush Limbaugh thought it was so funny. Anyway, so big oil and big government. You know, first, why does big oil care? We were talking about this water-powered car stuff. Well, of course, follow the money, follow the power. Second, why does big government care? Well, you think the money and that they're being bribed by big oil, but I think it's more than that. It's the power and the power in secrets. According, this is all the same story. Here we are 10 and a half years later. According to the guru/conspiracy websites, gurus have been visited, investigated, had their lab equipment and notes confiscated, et cetera, and on it goes. Why? Because all this stuff can be used in military and crowd control applications. Resonances, and this is even talking about resonances that will cure diseases, they don't just work on molecules, they work on microorganisms. And they don't just work on microorganisms, they work on macroorganisms like the human body. Just this week, we had Rush Limbaugh laughing his head off for hours on air about a Fox News story about crap cannons, frequency emitters that debilitated protesting crowds by causing people to defecate uncontrollably. Or rather, it was a story interviewing people who believe they've witnessed such a thing at past protests. And fear will be used on them again when they protest at the Democratic National Convention. So this is an old Fox News article about the Fox News story about crap cannons. And let's see. And it looks like it's been scrubbed. It's nothing but how those races turned out now. It went to the general election. It actually changed pages on me. I used to link to an old. I wonder if anybody archived it. I didn't know about archive.is at the time, where you can archive anything that you think will be scrubbed from the web, and link to that from your blogs it wasn't there. So that's been scrubbed. Fox News 20 years ago. I'm sorry for the language. That's what they're called. And I'm sure that this is all related. They're, these crickets and these, high frequencies and low frequencies. Don't believe any of it. It might have started out as a cricket recording that they escalated the sound on to just put arrows in people's ears. Anyway, let's see. I started another one on you. Okay. Audible weapons include playing Bruce Springsteen and music from Barney the Dinosaur. Didn't I say that? At very loud volumes. And this article is dated. Okay. This is just a year ago. So he's been reading the same thing I've been reading. At very loud volumes to enemy troops or those undergoing interrogation. But Barry Manilow also drives teenagers from shopping malls. Well, I didn't know that. I tell you, I was driven out of that, and they didn't even intentionally drive me out of that memorial service this week. Ultrasonic high-frequency bursts have been used as a teenager repellent, and ultrasound is known to cause headaches and nausea. It also cannot be felt or heard, which fits the facts reported by the diplomats. So has ultrasound been used against them? How to weaponize sound? This is, again, I'm reading from theconversation.com. The effect of sound on humans is complex. It can vary depending on the frequency, modulation, pattern, loudness, time of exposure, environment, and the age and hearing characteristics of the individual. Not necessarily. I don't think you have to hear this stuff to be nauseated by it. It doesn't happen as often as it used to, but I don't know if you've ever pulled up next to a gangster car that's running the subwoofers really, really loud. And, when my kids were little, that used to happen quite a lot in Maryland. And I used to tell them, well, they have to play the music that loud so they can feel it in their guts because they've destroyed their hearing and they can't hear their own music anymore. So, eventually the light would turn and we would part ways. But those were painful experiences. And once in a while, every few months, I'll come up on something like that again, but not as often as I used to. Those people have probably all died just killing themselves with their own, like Russian roulette with a sonic weapon,
At least death.
Yeah, it's either death or deaf, D-E-A-T-H, D-E-A-F. One or the other. Anyway, some people are more sensitive than others, although skin reflects 99.9% of ultrasonic sound waves. Our ears are much more susceptible to the energy carried by those waves. You know what? That's bullshit. Otherwise, how would they take ultrasound pictures of your babies, right? And that's why a lot of people, I lost my page. A lot of people, there are people refusing ultrasonic pictures of their babies. I mean, they tried to put it out as a sport thing for a while. Oh, come have your pictures first. Formal pictures in the womb. And they were selling these in malls. And I think they got outlawed in most places because without a medical reason, you don't really want to do this to your babies. Anyway, there are two ways ultrasound can harm humans. The first is that it can heat up cells in the body, causing damage. The second is that ultrasound can cause cavitations. All sound waves are longitudinal, involving a cyclic pushing and pulling motion of molecules as the wave travels, called compression and rarefaction. This happens in air as well as when it travels through an object, such as the body. Cavitation is when the pressure difference between a strong push and a strong pull in a very loud sound causes bubbles to form. And I guess that's how they were brain damaging people with these things, huh? That's the ultrasound. That means high frequency. The effects of ultrasound increase with amplitude. I'm sure they do. But heating is mainly a problem with contact ultrasound when an ultrasonic emitter touches you rather than waves transmitting through the air. Cavitation, by contrast, might occur in the fluid of the inner ear, in body tissues or cells. Yep, and so they're boiling your little brain cells. That's how they're doing the brain damage. It can be transitory. The bubble forms and disappears with each frequency cycle or sustained. In either case, it is not considered a good thing for bubbles to form in any body tissue. Just ask scuba divers. The extent of these biological effects depend on how the ultrasound reaches the person being attacked. Quote, with the word attacked in quotes. Any sound gets less powerful the further you are from the loudspeaker, but ultrasound loses power far more quickly with distance than audible sounds do. I guess it's because they're higher frequencies. I don't know. Kind of like radio waves. If you're into ham radio, you know, the ultra-high frequency radio waves don't have the reach that the ultra-low frequencies have that you can reach around the world with if you can get the right skip off the ionosphere. And so this is all related to that 5G thing, why they have to put a 5G tower next to your house in order to zap you with it. But that is its purpose. A single ultrasonic emitter loudspeaker could struggle to generate enough power to affect someone halfway across a typical room. So maybe they embedded these things in the walls of these embassies. Ultrasound is also highly directional. So that's why some people in these places heard them and not others. Precise alignment in millimeters would be needed to steer an ultrasonic beam to hit someone from across the room. Every time they move, each emitter would have to carefully steer its beams accordingly. If you're just holding it and pointing it, I don't know. Given that it is hard for powerful ultrasound to reach us and that most of it then bounces right off our skin, it seems to be a strange choice of weapon. I don't know how they say that most of it bounces off the skin. I don't believe it. Despite some disadvantages, particularly when you've narrowed it down into a very tight beam, then it's needle penetration. Despite some disadvantages, ultrasound is used in various tools, including motion sensors. It has also, that's sensors. It's different from emitters. A sensor is a receiver. It has also been used to detect people's mouth movements in noisy locations. So I guess if you want machine lip reading, huh? Or when subjects are whispering or miming speech. Both are useful in active surveillance, particularly when subjects are trying to avoid being heard. Just put on the cone of silence, old Maxwell Smart. You know, one thing to do is to, you know, cup your lips. Now I just dropped my phone. I got to make sure I'm still on. Am I still on? Return to call screen. Okay. Looks like I'm still on, people. Thank you for your patience. I'll try to put this where this can't fall. There. Side effect. Despite some disadvantages, ultrasound is used in various tools, including... Oh, I already read that. So if you don't want an ultrasonic sensor reading your lips, you can just cup your mouth. Although not deliberate, this could lead to cavitation damage. An ultrasonic loudspeaker designed to operate on a subject who is 2 meters away would be thousands of times more powerful at 2 centimeters. Just walking past or sitting near the active emitter for a short time could cause damage. That's implying that this cricket thing was in the room with them. Multiple ultrasound emitters or in the walls. Multiple ultrasound emitters used for surveillance would be worse. If a subject moved their head into just the right location, waves from different emitters could combine at the eardrum, causing much higher energies. Sitting in the wrong position for too long could then cause hearing damage without the subject noticing. We may never know for certain what this was. What is the cause of these incidents? Given the reported symptoms, an audio-related cause is likely, and if so, it is probably ultrasonic, but the nature of ultrasound suggests that these cases are probably the result of surveillance rather than deliberate sonic attack. Why? Just flip a switch. I mean, why do they keep doing it after the first one happened? You know, once you do something and it continues and they do it again, then it's intentional. I mean, I'm not buying that, but at least he gave us technicalities behind it. So let's see. This is the Express, express.co.uk, and this is dated June of this past year. Sonic weapons are real and could be used to devastating effect. Shock warning. Sonic weapons capable of carrying out attacks on strategic targets can be created today, a leading academic has said, raising the future prospects of a terrifying type of invisible warfare. Well, I think this is the kind of thing that hit Andrew Breitbart how many years ago when he first called out John Podesta for his pedophilia. I think this could be the kind of thing that suddenly knocked out, wind of one speculation video that put some things together. This woman, Bree Payton, who just suddenly died of the flu, of H1N1 in swine flu in San Diego. She was perfectly healthy one day, and the next day she was dead. That she had some damning information on Mueller. Apparently, that's the speculation. And that all of a sudden she was dead. They said, well, she died of swine flu and meningitis. Somebody else said encephalitis. But in either case, that's brain injury. So somebody sneaks up with this inaudible sonic weapon, and boom, she's dead, and they don't know why. You know, we got to put some story out. What can cause brain damage in a totally healthy woman, young woman? She was 26 years old. She's younger than some of my children. Anyway, Dr. Ian McLaughlin, professor of computing at the University of Kent, made his remarks in the wake of suggestions that a member of the staff of the U.S. Embassy in China may have been the victim of a sonic attack. Statement issued by the embassy said the United States did not know what caused the reported symptoms, nor was it aware of any similar situations in China, either inside or outside of the diplomatic community. I think any of these can be rigged up to be effectively used as, point and shoot. The victim reported mild brain injuries with symptoms including subtle and vague, but abnormal sensations of sound and pressure. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo subsequently claimed the incident in China was very similar to and entirely consistent with those experienced by American diplomats posed in Havana. Most diplomats were sent home from Havana after the U.S. government accused Cuba of conducting sonic attacks on employees of the American embassy. It could just be dark ops in our own State Department, couldn't it? An allegation the Cuban government denies. Chinese officials hit back, saying China has always protected the safety of foreign diplomatic missions in China, including that of the U.S. diplomatic staff, in accordance with the Vienna Convention on Diplomatic Relations and the Vienna Convention on Consular Relations. Regarding what was said in those reports, China has carried out an investigation seriously and given an initial feedback to the U.S. By far, we have found no reason or clue for what was reported by the U.S. it doesn't have to be China or Cuba. We have bad guys on the inside of our own State Department. And I just wish Pompeo would flush them out. Dr. McLaughlin said while laws were in place to cover the noise levels, monitoring weapons which make use of very high frequency sounds outside the normal range of hearing were another matter altogether. He pointed out that to an extent, the weapons already exist, mainly for crowd control and repelling pirates, although there have also been devices developed to stop teenagers from congregating. Now, they told us this before, in certain areas by using sounds in a frequency which they can hear but which adults cannot. He said, we have the tools to detect these sounds in the lab, and that's not where something like this would happen. It would be very difficult to detect. This article goes on a little bit more. But anyway, let me take a quick commercial break, and we'll be back. One moment.
You are listening to Freedomizer Radio, where freedomizers freedomize freedom.
Please learn more about Freedomizer Radio by going to freedomizerradio.com and also Facebook us right at freedomizerradio.com. Catch you there.
Did you know that every time you swipe your debit card, those behind-the-scenes transaction fees make the big banks even richer? In 2016 alone, these fees added up to $60 billion. Yes, that's billion with a B. Well, what if there was a way to have the convenience of a debit card, but reroute those fees from the banksters to organizations actually doing good in the world? Organizations that protect the environment or feed hungry children? What if your swipes could literally change the world? Well, Groundswell SPC has found a way to do just that. We've designed a Visa debit card program that shares transaction fees with your favorite cause. Groundswell partners with nonprofit organizations that promote the card to their supporters. Their supporters then use the card to power the mission of the nonprofit. It's a win-win-win for everyone, except the big banks, of course. Groundswell is about to launch its first cards into market, and we're inviting you to be part of this movement as an investor in the company. Go to wefunder.com/groundswellcard to learn more. Set up a free WeFunder account and invest in Groundswell today and get your money on mission.
Hello, everyone. I'd like to talk to you about our newest sponsor, Misty'sGardens.com. Now, this is a contraption where you can grow food in your apartment, in a small patio, or if you're like me and you absolutely suck at gardening, this makes life a lot easier. It is a vertical tower garden. We can grow over 20 things at once in a small, compacted area. Good health starts with good habits, like eating wholesome foods. And with tower gardens, you can easily grow your own fresh, nutrient-rich food virtually anywhere year-round without soil. So, Misty'sGardens.com, have a look at it, check it out, buy it, plant, and like it. Misty'sGardens.com.
Imagine standing barefoot on cushy grass while you use a professional-grade knife to deftly chop fresh vegetables on your organic bamboo cutting board. The team at MyZestiness.com wants to help your family enjoy home cooking like this more often. They do this by offering fun and functional tools that make your time in the kitchen more efficient and enjoyable. MyZestiness.com offers the finest and most interesting kitchen goods and accessories, all backed by their world-class customer service team. Check out their ever-expanding inventory today. Visit MyZestiness.com. That's zesty like spicy, nest like home. MyZestiness.com.
So I don't know how well you can protect yourself from this kind of thing, and maybe you don't expect it to happen. That only happens to diplomats. But I think these are just tests. I think there's a bigger picture going on here. It might be worth it to get yourself some of these noise cancellation headphones. It might protect your hearing. It might not protect your brain. It might not protect anything else on your body. But it might protect your hearing if that's the kind of weapon that happens in some situation that you might be in. So now we move from sound weapons to another type of weapon that scares me to death, and I had heard rumors of it, but I didn't think I believed it. Of course, there's you've probably heard of the Tesla death ray and all that. Nobody really talked about what it's really involved in, how it really works. But I believe this is radio frequencies. I don't think this is sound waves. This is published on January 6th, 2 days ago, on activistpost.com. California firemen find signatures of directed energy weapons by Alexandra Bruce. The campfire in Paradise, California began on November 8th of last year, destroying over 153,000 acres before finally being put out over a month later on December 14th. Over 13,000 homes and hundreds of businesses were destroyed, with more than half of this damage described as occurring within the first 4 hours. So this went on for a month, but the majority of the damage happened in the first 4 hours. How bizarre is that? The anomalies of the campfire were ignored by the mainstream media and were only reported on a handful of independent websites, including ForbiddenKnowledgeTV.net. Fires were observed burning at temperatures at least three times hotter than an average house fire, even though these were just houses, right? Hot enough to melt aluminum and glass, reducing homes to pure ash, yet leaving plastic trash cans beside them untouched. Most of us are familiar with how microwave ovens heat and interact with foods and how this differs from the effects of thermal or convection ovens. We know that plastics are quote-unquote microwave safe, whereas metals explode violently when subjected to microwaves. If you've ever accidentally put tinfoil in a microwave and seen the sparks fly, the effects of the NorCal fires of the past couple of years have been widely observed to resemble the effects one might expect to see from directed microwave radiation or masers. Instead of lasers, this is masers, M-A-S-E-R. Maser is the acronym for microwave amplification by stimulated emission of radiation. Likewise, laser is the acronym for light amplification by stimulated emission of radiation. Both masers and lasers are forms of amplified, coherent electromagnetic radiation, and both frequency ranges are used in various directed energy weapons, DEWs. DEWs are a newer class of weapons that are starting to come into wider use. I suspect this is what Putin is calling his hypersonic missiles, but I'm not sure. The supposedly Shelley YouTube channel interviewed retired California firemen John Lord and Matt, last name withheld, about the anomalies they've observed and both were left to conclude that DEWs were involved. The firemen reported that plastics attached to metal completely melted, while plastic standing alone withstood what must have been extraordinary heat. That means things are burning from the inside, really. Other investigators observed how guardrails caught fire at the points where the metal bolts connected to the wood. DEWs could produce these effects. Read full article and see video here. Okay, so let's find the rest of the article. I had heard whispers, but I didn't believe it till I saw this article. So, okay, I'm not going to play the video, but you can find it. Oh, let's see. That's a News Wars video. Interesting. Let's see. DEWs are a newer class of weapons that are starting to come into wider use. The supposedly Shelley show. Let's see. We're involved. Firemen reported plastics attached to metal, blah, blah, blah. DEWs could produce these effects. DEWs can be invisible and inaudible, be immune to gravity, wind, and Coriolis forces. Yeah, it's just laser masers. Travel at light speed because they are light and have near infinite range and thus be suitable for use in space warfare. Be land-based, mounted on planes, drones, satellites, or Boeing X-37s. Have pinpoint accuracy. One disturbing effect, I think, maybe this is what Trump was threatening Kim Jong-il with. Yeah, you rebuild that nuclear power plant, we'll take it out. You know. Anyway, who knows? One disturbing effect mentioned by the firemen that I hadn't seen until I saw this video was the anomalous scarring along large swaths of forest with the rest untouched. The question, of course, is why the innocent populace of paradise would be the target of a diabolical stealth attack using advanced weapons, and by whom? Rumors swirled about a high-speed railway and gold reserves discovered in the paradise area, but the most pervasive rumors involve the UN's Agenda 21 action plan, and Alex Jones talked about this, and a globalist plot to declare designated areas unfit for human habitation, to deny property rights, to undermine U.S. sovereignty, and to herd any survivors into megacities with the goal of subjecting humanity to an eco-totalitarian regime. Yeah, I remember Alex Jones talking about this. They would do this outside of Austin. They would burn down a neighborhood of, you know, beautiful single-family homes, condemn all the buildings, sell it off to, so they would just get pennies on the dollar, sell it off to a high-density development and make projects out of it and move in high-density, low-income people. This is happening in Austin, and now let's see what's going to happen now in Paradise, California. While crazy sounding and unbelievable, one cannot deny that mainstream media hosts were heard casually discussing whether people should be allowed to rebuild in paradise. Who the hell are they to decide who should be allowed to rebuild? Last Wednesday, the missing persons call center for those who were unaccounted for during the campfire was closed down. What's the date on this? January 5th, 2019, just a couple days ago. Aren't people still missing? Why would they close that down? Butte County officials were able to locate 3,200 people, with three individuals still considered missing, according to the sheriff's office. Four victims have not yet been named, this deputy says. So three are missing, but four are not named. The campfire was the deadliest fire in California's history, claiming 86 lives. So this is ForbiddenKnowledgeTV.net. I'm going to subscribe to these people. This is amazing. Anyway, in calibration, you know, some of what has hit, this is a leap, but I mean, they are relating it to space warfare. This is why, I'm sure why Trump has announced the Space Force, is because this stuff is coming. And, you know, we're going back into space and we have to go armed. And it's not just because maybe the moon was occupied by some extraterrestrial race. You know, maybe we know their intentions, maybe we don't. I think they would have wiped us out by now if they were going to do it. But I think it's because so much of humanity is weaponized. We don't know who this is. And I suspect it's our own deep state. This is where some of the $2 trillion missing dollars with the Pentagon has gone. It's just stuff like this. But why would they be launching these sound weapons and maser weapons? Well, if people think back to the old Orson Welles or even the more modern one, War of the Worlds, you know, or even Star Trek, the whole shooting people, they call them phasers, masers, lasers, phasers, you know, shooting people with a directed light energy beam and they just evaporate. I mean, that makes war clean, doesn't it? Too bad these houses burned down, but we'll get it right next time. We'll just vaporize them. We'll just vaporize them. Anyway, this has been the goal for a lot of years, is this kind of weaponry. You don't have to fly bombers around. You don't have to lug nuclear anything. And I think, this is where war is going. Now, I've looked at, you know, because we don't really know what's been going on the moon, and China has just landed on the far side of the moon, and I think they're just, looking for mining minerals. They want to find out what's there so they can go mine. And I'm sure they went to the far side so that we can't spy on them as easily. Isn't that silly? Even though that could be our UFOs that were flying around, our anti-gravity stuff, you know, the whole rocket thing is kind of obsolete, even though Elon Musk is putting on a good show. He's putting on a really good show. And but the goal is to go to Mars. And, okay, have you ever looked at Google Mars? I mean, I've been all over Google Mars. I mean, obviously, they're always finding new stuff that looks like, that doesn't look natural. That looks like some kind of abandoned artifact. But Mars looks like it's been bombed to hell. Like the whole like top half, the northern half of the Martian crust is thinner than the southern half, and it just looks like a peeled orange, like somebody just blasted the whole northern hemisphere of it. And there's these gashes, this giant gash across the planet that's so much bigger than the Grand Canyon. Could that have been some kind of a major war there many thousands and thousands of years ago? Who knows? I know one thing it has trouble keeping much of its atmosphere because it has such a weak magnetic field, and you need a magnetic field to protect your atmosphere from being blown away by solar wind. And Mars doesn't have much of a magnetic field. And I think it's because, you know, its core is more frozen than ours is. We have liquid iron down in the core, and all the spinning action and everything gins up a magnetic field, which Mars doesn't have. And so we'll have trouble living there when we send people there. I think all our cities on Mars will be underground rather than build above ground. I mean, the atmosphere is so thin anyway. Why bother? Elon Musk, besides his rocket company, also has the Boring Company, which bores tunnels. I think he's going to be – that's what his real purpose is, I think, is building these underground cities on Mars. And it could be, you know, the kind of thing we've got on the moon now. I don't know if it's us or – somebody that's watching us. I don't know what's going on up there yet, but I think we're going to know within 5 or 6 years, I think. Anyway, but on the other thing going on with Mars is we have Kimball Musk doing great guns industrializing hydroponics, and he can grow a couple acres of food in just one shipping container. So I think we're going to have these underground cities on Mars with these underground farms, and we're going to have to change our diets because there's some things just that isn't suited for hydroponics, like corn, unless it's some kind of miniature corn. I don't know. Some things are not suited, but a lot of things are. And there's a lot of things that you can grow that are not available in grocery stores. You know, if you have a bag of amaranth that or quinoa, you can grow it in pots. You can grow it in your gardens, and you have greens. You know, lettuce is kind of fragile, but, you know, people like lettuce, so they'll probably grow lettuce. But there's a lot of things you can't buy. Maybe in Asian markets, they have various green vegetables that, you know, Western eyes might not recognize. I know there's big amaranth and little amaranth and big quinoa and little quinoa. And then it's not just the grains that are edible, not the grains, but the seeds. You can eat the whole plant, all the leaves and stuff. And, you know, if it's young enough, then it's nice and tender and tasty. If it gets older, it's a little tougher, but cook it down. You know, we're going places, and these people with the weapons are not going to stop us. And I think this burning out of Paradise Valley, Paradise, California, I think it was a warning to Trump. I don't think Trump is doing this. I've noticed I don't see chemtrails anymore. They faded away. They didn't stop immediately when Trump took office, but they've been fading away. And I haven't seen chemtrails in a long time. I drove to Phoenix the other day with two of my kids in the car. And, you know, they kind of laugh at mom and her conspiracies. They're not theories when you can prove something. You know, all the vaccine industry, I've extracted promises from them. You know, and I met a man today whose wife was horribly injured by the Gardasil vaccine. But, you know, my kids kind of roll their eyes at mom, you know, oh, gee, mom. But, you know, they listen to me, actually, for the most part. But I said, hey, I want you guys to notice something. Look at the sky. What do you notice? And they're like looking, and they're not saying anything because all they see is blue. I said, there's no chemtrails today. No chemtrails. I haven't seen chemtrails in a long time. And it's beautiful to see a blue sky. Now, I don't know what's going on in other parts of the country. And, you know, my one real skeptical son said, well, mom, you know, it's wintertime. But this is Arizona. Come on. It's never really winter here. But anyway, yeah, and all the coming ice age and having to move farming south and all that kind of stuff. You know, there's all kinds of stuff out there. But anyway. Now, this is all coming together with these sound weapons and these energy weapons. Another one I had in mind, too. Well, of course, you know, we know about the weaponized vaccines and all that. But I think what's coming together, if you've ever listened to Stephen Greer, he's got so many whistleblowers. He says what's really happening is the worldwide military-industrial complex that wants to force us all under one giant tyrannical police state with all their jackboots and tanks and all that stuff. Their plan is to hoax an alien attack. And that's what I think these weird weapons are all about. They're going to hoax an alien attack. It's going to look just like something out of War of the Worlds with these UFOs shooting their energy beams down on you and incinerating your house with you in it. Or they'll drive you out of it with these sonic weapons and then incinerate it before your eyes and herd you off to the camps. But, you know, the real goal is, because these people are so evil, is the extermination of humanity. I mean, they write it, they carved it in stone in the Georgia Guidestones, you know, eliminate 90% of humanity. Well, keep human population down, what did they say, 500 million? And we're over 7 billion now? That's nuts. I mean, why would they even keep that much? So, anyway, I'm going to take another quick break here, and we'll be back.
Are you looking for a new place to shop, eat, and save? Are you sick of paying full price? Would you like to save money at the places you enjoy most? Well, here's a popular savings book that is full of coupons catered to your local area. It's called Save Around. This book is full of exclusive discounts to help you save money around your town. Yes, that's Save Around. You will save money at restaurants, department stores, cars, even flowers. When I take my family out, there are seven of us. The average meal was about $110 to $140. Last time I took them out, and I'm holding a copy of the receipt right here, the check originally was $120. With the Save Around book, our meal cost $82 at a place we go to quite often. Who knew? And there are a few places we found that we are going to check out. View the books in your area before you buy. Go to freedomizerradio.com or barefootislegal.org. Just click on your city, and within a few days, you will be saving money around town with your new Save Around book.
How would you like to make your work more enjoyable, be more creative and relaxed, all while sitting at your desk? That's exactly what my Serenity Rug has done for me. This revolutionary footrest, I can't even call it a footrest, because this thing encourages movement of your feet, which results in more blood flow. While traditional footrests advocate the motionless placement of your feet, I found that I'm unconsciously digging my feet into the long, soft grass strands of the Serenity Rug. It delivers an incredibly relaxing sensation that closely resembles the feeling of an exotic foot massage. If you have ever had a foot massage that made you want to stay there for hours, you know what I'm talking about. If you have not heard about the Serenity Rug, check them out at serenityrug.com and join the exclusive Serenity Rug community and enjoy a feeling of comfort and relaxation that most will never experience. They've sold out before, so I suggest you do your feet a favor and grab one of these. Again, that's serenityrug.com.
Do you want to live a happy and healthy barefoot lifestyle? Join Barefoot is Legal Saturdays, 1:30 p.m. Eastern, 10:30 a.m. Pacific Time to learn your rights to live a barefoot lifestyle. There are no laws against bare feet in public, and we are here to dispel the myths and empower you to stand up for your rights. Join full-time barefooter and victims legal advocate Nick Pierce on Freedomizer Radio or the Barefoot is Legal radio show Saturdays, 1:30 p.m. Eastern, 10:30 a.m. Pacific, and check out barefootislegal.org.
You are listening to Freedomizer Radio, where freedomizers freedomize freedom.
So in just a half hour from now, the president is going to come on live and address the entire nation live. And we believe it's going to be a declaration of emergency in order to enable the military to build the wall across the southern border. And, you know, we have a lot of resistance from Democrats because they want people coming over the border, because they're part of this push to globalize the whole world under one large tyrannical government. Anything that's one size fits all is tyrannical, including the vaccine schedule, including fluoridating everybody's water, because, you know, for old people and babies and big people and little people all get the same fluoridated water. And we don't know why, other than the science that has shown that it does reduce IQ. They want a compliant, you know, manageable population. Who the hell are they to try to manage the population? But, of course, countries have a right to defend their own borders. And Trump made a couple of statements. He made it twice, both departing and returning to Camp David. Today's, I guess this was a couple of days ago. He flew out to Camp David and flew back, and he, you know, talked to the reporters under helicopter noise both times. But both on arrival and departure and arrival, he talked about, you know, we have this ongoing emergency that's been going on for decades, but it's not just people flooding our country, criminals coming in, enemies coming in with, you know, ISIS intending to bomb us and all kinds of stuff like that, but also just plain human trafficking in both directions. You know, people getting kidnapped and sold into slavery in various parts of the world. Slavery never really ended. It just kind of changed names. And people kidnapped off the streets, children disappeared, never seen again, not even their bodies. Women in the caravans are being raped and up and down Mexico, and it's just sickening. And not that, you know, it's not just Mexican people doing it. There are predators born every generation, and these are predators preying on people, and it's coming through our borders, and we need to interrupt it. And Trump said that is human trafficking is the biggest issue at the border. And you watch, he's going to mention that tonight about this border wall thing. But, you know, it's occurred to me while we're talking about all this, all these sonic weapons and laser weapons and maser weapons and phaser weapons and all that. Now, we don't need those kinds of weapons. Can use, I bet you that this wall is going to have stations of sonic weapons to keep people away from the wall. So, you know, Chuck Schumer, oh, walls don't work. And Nancy Pelosi, walls don't work. Well, sure, it worked for China. How many thousands of years ago, the Great Wall of China? Sure, it works for Israel. Sure, it worked for Berlin when with the Berlin Wall and their guards stationed on top, shooting people trying to escape. Now, we're not talking about shooting people coming in, although that did used to work, you know. My grandfather grew up in Texas, and he said, well, one effective border control method they had was that, you know, the immigrants, illegal immigrants would come in and invade various ranches, and the ranchers would just shoot them and pile them up at the gate as warning to other illegal, illegal invaders. So that was one way of doing it, but we don't have to be that lethal. We can set up this wall from the Pacific to the Gulf of Mexico, and every so often put up one of these crap cannons and keep people from approaching the wall. And that way they're not going to dig under it. They're not going to go over it. They're not going to climb a ladder and a rope and, this smarmy slogan, oh, there's never been a wall that a ladder and a rope hasn't defeated. Well, this wall is going to have sonic weapons built into it. You watch. And I'll bet you at all the gates there's going to be memorial brick walls because, I've written to the other people have started this too. They want memorial bricks for all the people that have died illegally crossing the border in either direction, whether it's people on this side that have been murdered by illegal immigrants who fled Mexico or other countries to prey on Americans, or whether it's, the good folks who just want to come work an honest farm job who got abandoned in the desert of the Arizona heat by the traffickers. You know, the people they paid a few thousand dollars to get them across the border and evade the entrance points, but then get abandoned in 110 degrees with no water. And, those bodies pile up too, but the word really doesn't get back to Mexico all that well because, I don't know about George Bush, okay? He wasn't very good about it, but certainly Obama didn't give a hoot about the people dying in the desert. We need memorial bricks for the Americans who have been killed. We need memorial bricks for the families of those people who died in the desert, in the Arizona desert. I'm sure there's hundreds that haven't even been identified, but hundreds and hundreds who have. And this needs to stop. This needs to stop. And need to make their own countries great again. They need to weed out the predators in their own country. This is pretty much what this is all about, weeding out the predators. And it's not about attacking good people, but if you're a demonstrated predator kind of person, you don't belong here. You don't belong in your own country either, but at least it's your own country's problem. They need to wall you into a prison or something like that. He's going to go on about the wall. I don't think he's going to mention sonic weapons tonight, but I think when all is said and done, the military knows what it has and what tools it has and what it would like that would be effective. And, military people like to win. They've had their hands tied behind their backs since Vietnam, and they're sick of that. And so they want to get out there and just do it right. And I think that's what we're going to have. Why is my phone beeping? Somebody forgot I'm on the air. They're calling you. They're just going to have to wait. Anyway, if you want to hear the president live, it'll be right as this show's ending. So, you want to stay tuned to Proof Negative, is the show after mine on Freedomizer Radio, but I don't know if he's going to carry it. Have a second tab open. Listen to listen to them both at the same time. That's what I'm going to do. pull up YouTube. WH.gov is the channel. WhiteHouse.gov is the channel where the president will be speaking. Of course, the all the nauseating mainstream networks, including, I suppose, including Fox News, are going to carry them. And then there, some of them are going to carry the Democratic response, which is totally irrelevant to me. They have bowed out. They're irrelevant. They would not negotiate even for a couple hundred miles, which I guess is all the $5 billion would cover, would be a couple hundred miles of that. Maybe more than a couple hundred, but anyway, the Democrats have rendered themselves irrelevant in this whole issue because the military is going to build it, and then the wall is going to pay for itself over time in reduced crime, reduced maybe some entrance fees for trucks coming through. Who knows? You know, things going south and things coming north. You know, the shutdown has been hard on people. I thought it was going to interfere a lot with, you know, Arizona. We get a lot of produce from Mexico, different things that aren't that common here. Places I like to shop, you know, cactus pads are pretty good. You know, tomatoes and lettuces and things like that. And yeah, speculation on all that E. coli stuff. You know, there was only 11 states that had the E. coli, but they told everybody in all 50 states to stop eating the romaine lettuce. And why? Because they were hiding where it was coming from. It was coming from outside the country. And so they shut down the entire American romaine industry in order to protect the reputation of where it was coming from. And otherwise, if it came from inside the U.S., they normally would tell us where and just target that one. But they targeted the entire U.S. romaine thing. And, you know, get on YouTube, learn Kratky, K-R-A-T-K-Y, hydroponics, and grow your own lettuce. And I keep saying that. I do have some stuff growing outside. And because it's the time of year in Arizona where you can grow lettuce outside and kale. I got my kale. I guess kale will grow all year here. It just tastes better sometimes of the year than others. And I've got my peas growing, and I've got my pak choy growing, and my onions and a couple of beets and, you know, spinaches. I got a lot of spinach out there. Spinach likes the cooler weather. And I have some more hot weather type spinach on order from Amazon. It should be here tomorrow, and I'll keep it indoors till the weather heats up. But, you know, don't be so dependent on this whole system. Stock up on your dry goods. You know, I know there's a lot of places that are selling, oh, this emergency food, keep your stockpile, and it has these little pouches of highly processed macaroni and cheese. You know, all these super unhealthy things. I don't know what else is in them. Maybe they have dehydrated vegetables. I don't know. You know, but keep some bags of dried bean goods in when the meat runs out. Who knows what they have planned. I know they're planning an attack, and it's, you know, they're all coordinating. You know, it's the Fed and the international central banks. They and Trump have been shaking sticks at each other for a couple of years now. I blogged about that myself even a couple of years ago. And I think in time, you know, all of these agencies are going to be irrelevant. The Fed, because the whole process to freedom is decentralization. Decentralization in every system that you could possibly decentralize. So we want all our houses to have independent, maybe water-powered houses, independently. Of course, it's very hard to ship water decentralized unless you just put your rainwater, and some places don't get rain. But, okay, so there are some things that we can't decentralize, like water systems, but we can certainly decentralize national borders. No, we're not going to be all one world government. We're not going to do that. We're, you know, with one central power at the top. This whole electrical grid thing is obsolete already. We need just the independent houses. This whole centralized farming system with these mega farms. You know, there's so much more now that we know about growing. Just look at Kimball Musk and his freight cars with hydroponics. You know, you can set up quite a bit. You know, maybe you can't grow all your own food, but you can grow some, enough to live through a crisis and come out the other side with your family. You know, we have the show on Saturday mornings with Nick Pierce, Are You Ready? Prepper Show. And he does a lot of preparation discussion. And, you know, it's really empowering to grow your own stuff. I planted seeds a couple months ago. I figured, okay, I'm going to try a little fall crop. And I've got like 20 or 30 pots lined up out there, container gardens. And my stuff has come up, and it's finally, like, filling. Where some of these pots, I can't see the dirt under the plant anymore. There's so much green on them. And, like, that's a powerful feeling. You know, I can serve vegetables to my family and not have to go to the grocery store for them. Now, I'm not raising my own meat. You know, the HOA doesn't let us keep chickens. I might be able to sneak some quail in, but I don't know. But I think I would need a couple hundred quail. I don't know how it goes. But, you know, there's things that you can do, or become vegetarian and keep a big stock of quinoa in. Quinoa is a complete protein. You know, when I was in college, I dated a vegetarian for a while, and he said, oh, well, to get a complete protein, you need to combine your rice and your beans, and together that gives you a complete protein. Well, none of us had ever heard of quinoa at the time, and you can, you know, keep some big bags of quinoa in, you know, find your sources. I know there's some unsavory sources, you know, well, like Amazon has its power issues. There's a lot of independent sellers who just use Amazon as a platform, not necessarily buying from Amazon. So, you know, keep some quinoa in, keep several kinds of beans in. You can grow microgreens out of practically anything that's a seed, like even beans, even fava beans. I've tried to sprout those, and I've watched some gardening channel things about microgreens and, you know, black oil sunflower seeds. They're really tasty. That's probably my favorite kind of microgreen. But you can do it with other kinds of beans and other kinds of seeds, flax seeds, alfalfa seeds, you know, sprouts and microgreens. I guess the difference between sprouts and microgreens is sprouts you kind of do in a jar, and you just do it long enough to get a little bit of a root sticking out and kind of like break the seal on the seed shell so that it's easier to digest. You get all the nutrients out of it. Microgreens is when you're growing them on a flat surface, you know, whether it's a dirt container or wet paper towels or whatever, in a big clump, and they grow straight up. In the jar, you're like rinsing it and tipping it and rinsing it and tipping it, and so they're all like scrambled up inside, and that's tasty. That's tasty, but I like to show a little green there, so I grow them a little bit taller, standing upright, and, you know, you can grow them. You don't have to expose them to light until maybe just a few hours before you want to eat them, and to actually make them turn green, you know, activate the photosynthesis. You know, and if, let's see, if you grow them in water, they'll grow so tall and then kind of like stop growing because they've like used up all the nutrients that were already in the seed, like an eggshell kind of thing. But if you start adding hydroponic nutrients to them, they'll get bigger. And then you can start transferring them to larger hydroponic containers and grow larger plants, or put them in a container outside. And, you know, you can control how tall they get or how stubby they get. You know, there's a whole bunch of different options out there, and some of it doesn't take base at all. You can get a little closet size greenhouse and stick it under your stairs, stick it in a closet, you know, stick it in front of a window, and all kinds of stuff you can do. So the president's going to be on in about, it looks like, excuse me, 12 minutes. So that'll be interesting. So I'll have on both shows going on in two different tabs here, Proof Negative and the President. And then we'll all have something to talk about. So let's see. What can I find here? I think this wall is going to have sonic weapons on it. That way nobody's going to dig under it. Maybe nobody's going to fly over it. Yeah, they might try to fly drones over it, but, you know, airports are pretty well controlled unless there's unmanned airships. That'll be a problem if, you know, they'll try to fly over the wall, of course, but there won't be as many as, because there's not as many pilots in the world as there are drivers. There won't be as many climbing over as they used to be or digging under. Anyway, so how about some more interesting articles? Let's see. It's starting. Grocery store in Indiana can't process food stamp payments due to government shutdown. That's why you want to grow your own stuff. And it's helpful to grow stuff that grocery stores don't carry, so that people that, you know, if they gin up the food riots that they want to gin up, people won't recognize some of your plants as food. That's a good thing. And just look up this Okinawan spinach thing. It's beautiful. It's absolutely a beautiful plant. You can have it in your house plant. It doesn't really like cold temperatures. It'll die below 30 degrees. But, you know, if you live, you know, California's a big place. A lot of the Southwest are big places. You can grow these things outside, and it looks like ornamentals. But it's really food. And it's just insurance for yourself. just insurance for yourself, stuff that doesn't necessarily – and if you have HOAs, oh, don't grow vegetables in your front yard. They won't even know that they're vegetables. These people aren't gardeners. They're just snobs. Anyway, let's see. Oh, here, we talked about 5G last week, which is all related to this. Oh, what happened to my internet connection? Interesting article here about the 5G towers. Reconnect, reconnect, reconnect. Okay. Refresh, refresh. Oh, this is activist post again. And this is dated January 6th. Timeline of sickness and death documented after cell towers were installed in U.S. locations. Sickness near cell towers is nothing new. Most would agree that firefighters are some of the bravest among us. That's why it's noteworthy that the International Association of Firefighters, IAFF, has opposed the use of their stations for cell towers and antennas since 2004. Their website has many pages of research that they reference to support this opposition. Some of it was conducted on firefighters. I guess they mean experiments, huh? Note, a pilot study was conducted in 2004 of six California firefighters working and sleeping in stations with towers. The study conducted by Gunnar Hoosier, MD, PhD of Agoura Hills, California, focused on neurological symptoms of six firefighters who had been working for up to 5 years in stations with cell towers. Those symptoms included slowed reaction time, lack of focus, lack of impulse control, severe headaches, anesthesia-like sleep, sleep deprivation, depression, and tremors. Dr. Hoosier, H-E-U-S-E-R, used functional brain scans, S-P-E-C-T scans, to assess any changes in the brains of the six firefighters as compared to healthy brains of men of the same age. Computerized psychological testing, known as TOVA, T-O-V-A, was used to study reaction times, impulse control, and attention span. The SPECT scans revealed a pattern of abnormal change, which was concentrated over a wider area than would normally be seen in the brains of individuals exposed to toxic inhalation, as might be expected from fighting fires. Don't firefighters wear face masks or gas masks or whatever these are, breather masks? Dr. Hoosier concluded that the only plausible explanation at this time would be the RF radiation exposure. Additionally, the TOVA testing revealed among the six firefighters delayed reaction time, lack of impulse control, and difficulty in maintaining mental focus. Thanks to scientists for Wired Tech for thoroughly documenting what has been happening to residents of that's an ad of Sebastopol, California, after a macro cell tower was installed 250 to 500 feet from their homes. Scroll down to the middle of the page. There's so many ads in here, it's a little hard to tell what's what. Increased sickness experienced by those living and working near cell towers and other wireless and electrical infrastructure is nothing new. Activist Virginia Farver's son died from brain cancer in 2008. He was living in a college dorm near a cell tower when he was diagnosed. Many others didn't fare well at that location either. For 20 years now, insurance companies have refused to cover wireless radiation exposure risk. U.S. guidelines, testing, and legislation regarding wireless devices and infrastructure are over 20 years old. They didn't protect us much then, and obviously more devices and infrastructure have been introduced since. The U.S. government is supposed to protect the public and the environment from big tech. Every day the refusal to act on our behalf becomes more ridiculous and heartbreaking. And they have links to the word ridiculous. I guess they have a bunch of articles here at Activist Post. So I think Activist Post is one of those things that have been banned by Facebook. I don't hang out a whole lot of Facebook anymore. I do check it every few days for messages and things. Relatives and friends and other Freedomizer hosts. A lot of this nonsense going on. And every science that can be weaponized is being weaponized. Because these people at the very, very top, they divide everything up. They segment everything up. They cubbyhole everything. Need to know basis. And every science is separated from every other. And I remember I had a wise college professor way back when advising that science is not separated into different subject matters. They all overlap, and they're all interconnected, and don't let anybody separate them on you, or they're not communicating. So you didn't have the engineers necessarily being notified that what they were designing was going to be used on biological people. You know, so we have these radio engineers who, designing these 5G towers who probably have no clue that they're going to be used as weapons. But that's what's going on here. The world is just kind of a sick place, and it can be really depressing. And that's one reason I cover other sciences besides the vaccine ones, because the vaccines are so depressing. They're intentionally killing other people's babies for their own agenda of depopulating the world. These people, they think they're answering to some kind of ultra-wise, ultra-smart ET population. What they're really answering to is, and only if you know it, is Lucifer, Satan himself. Now, Satan stole the name Lucifer, by the way, but that's another story. Lucifer just means light bearer. And the whole goal is elimination of humanity. Now, why we have this enemy is anybody's guess. Most people guess, okay, it's just envy that, you know, God so loved the world that he sent his son to save us from our own sins. We get tricked into sins all the time, even in the Garden of Eden. Satan lied to Eve. Eve believed him. That's our own problem, too. And maybe that's why God is willing to forgive us, is because we have such a deep naivety, you know? We're so naive that we believe other people's lies. And there are people who know they're lying. They don't care that we know they're lying, even. They don't care that we're even laughing at them, like this crickets thing. But they will lie to us, trick us into harming each other, and that's actually a bigger goal of theirs than to kill us. But yes, they do want to wipe out all of humanity, all of it, not just 95%. But the bigger goal is to get you to help wipe out humanity. So that's why abortion is a sacrament to them, because then you've killed somebody. You know, that's why the whole vaccine thing. They're killing other people vicariously, but if they can get the population to figure out that they're intentionally killing the babies and then just keep submitting their babies for killing vaccines anyway, that's their ultimate goal, is to get you to agree to do it anyway, even after you know. So that's why they don't really care that we know they're lying to us, because they want us to do it anyway. And that's their biggest goal. Wipe us out, but get us to commit evil first. That totally, you know, would break God's heart. I mean, we're designed by God to be innocent. You can't be happy without innocence. That's what happiness is, being innocent and being, you know, just enjoying the big party that is life. And they're out to do us all in. So anyway, I'm going to sign out here, let you tune in to Proof Negative and bring up the president in a separate tab and call into Proof Negative with your comments. Everybody have a great week, and we'll talk to you